Across America in the 1950s and 60s, children were at the front lines of school desegregation battles. In his first illustration for Look magazine, my father was able to visualize a subject about which he felt deeply: civil rights. This schoolgirl marches in step with the federal marshals who protect her, past a tomato splattered against the wall in a violent, blood-like splotch, past the scrawled racial slur, past the taunts of the unseen crowd that require her to be guarded. She marches on, perhaps every morning for weeks, with a stoic grace. The inspiration may have been a real girl in New Orleans, Ruby Bridges. Ruby was the first, and at that time only, African-American child to attend the formerly all-white William France Elementary School. She had to be protected on her walk to school every day. Protesting parents kept their children home, and Ruby was the only child in her class for the rest of the school year.